Hello?
Yes, hello, Yoda?
Yes?
Hi, my name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And it's to do a small, brief, very small survey about issues in Phoenix. May I please have 4 minutes of your participation?
Actually, right now, I can't do it. I'm in the airport.
Okay. I mean, don't you have to wait a long time? It'll be really brief. I'll try to be quick, and if you have to go, then oh well.
Can you call me tomorrow?
No, unfortunately, it's just for tonight. Because every day we do it in a different city, for a different city. So that's
okay,
what I can do.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Now, you're in a safe place, you said, because you're in an airport. Okay. And you speak English. Now, I am speaking to Yoda, right? Yes, you just said yes.
Yeah.
And do you currently live in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think of things in Phoenix going in the right direction, or you think that things have gone in the off the wrong track?
Well, I mean,
or
I think it would be better. It would be much better if we could help the homeless. We could have some kind of programs for them to help people. I feel like there's a lot more homeless people in the city.
So do you think that the city has gone into off the wrong track then because of things like that?
Not completely. There's other good things too in the city, but
okay.
It can be just yes and no, you know?
Right. Thank you. So it's also, you can stay at neutral. So I left it at neutral. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, and west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear?
It is Levine, yes.
Okay, thank you. Wonderful. So now, you are a female. And what year were you born? If you don't want to provide me that information, that's fine. You don't have to tell me. It's just to make sure that you are over 18. Yoda?
Hello?
Yes, what year were you born?
Why you need that?
Just to make sure that for statistical purposes only, to make sure that you are over 18.
I am.
Okay, you sound very young. Okay, I'll just put then 1981. Alrighty, thank you. Now, are you or someone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, or Hispanic, or Latino, or Asian, or Pacific Islander, or other?
Asian.
Thank you.
Asian, yes.
Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. Now, next I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. For each of these, please rate them on a scale from 1 to 5. 1, it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 would mean that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. And you can answer your questions from 1 to 5, and if you don't want to answer, just tell me don't know, so we can go to the next one. The first one is more affordable housing options to rent or buy. From 1 to 5, what number would you give it?
5.
Thank you. Better public transportation options.
Three.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
Three.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options.
Five.
Thank you. More good paying jobs.
Five.
Thank you. And more parks and recreational opportunities.
Five.
And the last one on this topic is better street and road maintenance.
Five. But
thank you.
Even though it's five, you know, but it's right now, I don't think we can complain about that.
No, I know. People are not complaining. It's overall survey.
Yeah, I'm just...
To have an idea, because
they
are thinking about bringing new businesses into Levine area, so that's why they are asking these questions. So in terms of your job status, Are you employed, unemployed, mm-hmm. but looking for work, or retired? Are you a student or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Now, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Or don't know?
Too little, I think.
Too little. Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each of these, please tell me yes, a strong yes, a somewhat yes, or no. The first one is restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. A strong yes, or somewhat yes, or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Strongly yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, doctors, offices, and hospitals.
Strongly, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Three.
Thank you. Three, so yes somewhat, or would you consider no?
I would consider that no. We have enough.
Okay. Thank you. Now, dollar stores and discount chains.
We also have on that one the same. Number.
Okay, thank you. Number. And the last one on this topic is grocery stores and supermarkets.
On that one, yes.
Somewhat?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now we are at 57%, almost complete, so we're almost done. Now in your own words, because I'm going to write this down, what types of stores and businesses would you most like to see in Levine? I think that you want to see more restaurants and hospitals and
yeah, doctor's offices, more doctors.
Okay. So restaurants and more doctor's offices. Perfect. Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, or a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I think it's a problem.
A very big problem or a fairly big problem?
High problem.
Thank you. Now, how much of a problem is availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem as well, or a fairly big problem, or a moderate problem, or a slight problem?
Actually, I'm not. I would say moderate because I know the house has gone up, so I don't have 100% information.
No problem. That's fine. Remember, the answer could also be don't know. Okay. Thank you. Now, still thinking about the residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housings. For each of these, just tell me yes or no, or if you would like to see more of that kind of housing. So the first one is housing options for seniors. Yes, strongly, somewhat yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or yeah, somewhat?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Strongly.
Single family detached homes.
That would be a good option too. Yes, strong yes.
Thank you. Townhouses and or attached homes.
I guess moderately, yes.
So yes, somewhat. Okay, thank you. And the last one on this topic is multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums.
No.
No, okay, thank you. And we're at 73%. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, five to 10 years, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with your friends or family?
We have our own house.
So, please. Okay,
own
so you
a
live,
house.
Own a house, okay. And I am going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On these, please tell me whether you are somewhat. I'm sorry.
I'm kind of losing you, but.
Okay, so this is basically like, okay, thank you. So basically this is like almost the last thing. So I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On these, just tell me if you are strongly in favor, somewhat opposed, or you strongly opposed, or you just don't know. So the first one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Are you in favor of that or no? Or opposed?
No, we don't have parking lots everywhere.
No, I know, but I'm saying...
I know, no.
So you don't want more... you're not in favor of replacing parking lots with new housing, basically, right?
No.
Okay, so yes, strongly opposed on that.
There is not that many parking lots, you know, in here.
Okay, thank you. I understand now what you're saying. Thank you. Now, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Are you in favor of that or opposed? Or don't know.
I oppose it.
Okay.
There's
strongly opposed?
A lot of apartments. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
If it's needed, I would agree, yes.
Yes. Okay, so you're in favor somewhat or strongly favor?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Are you in favor or opposed?
No.
So opposed? Strongly?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Opposed?
They're already doing this. This is already too late for these questions.
Well, I mean, if there's no new businesses or more residential properties that they are wanting to bring in, they will know more of what they need, I guess, based on the answers of the surveys.
But that's the whole point. They're already doing that. They have mixture of single homes, condominium, apartments,
in the same neighborhood?
In here. Yes. So we see them being built.
I guess
like they're already doing it. What's the...
And maybe this,
it's
I guess,
too late, but yes.
I guess this would be for new
people. I know what you have to do. I'm sorry, but you know.
Sure. Yeah, so are you opposing this or for, I guess, consider it for new neighborhoods in the future?
In the future, sure, yes.
Okay, so somewhat in favor?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the last one on this topic is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed or somewhat in favor or don't know?
I don't know.
No problem. It's okay. Whenever people take forever to answer, I give them that option. Thank you. So we are almost done. So finally, I would like to ask you a few questions. This is just for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, some college, four-year college, postgraduate,
college.
Or degree? Okay. Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when you hear the right one. That's in $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000 a year?
$75,000 to $100,000.
Okay, thank you. And now this is the last thing. And finally, strictly for verification purposes only by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
No.
I know. No. Okay. May I have your first name?
You already have my phone number.
I know. No, I said your first name. I just want to verify that it's you. So, no worries. We are done. Thank you so much for your time and participation. Your answers mean a lot to you. You take care of yourself, and bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.